Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. As you can see, we have our good friend, good brother here, Sean Morgan from QAnonFAQ.com. So check out the links there. That's where you'll learn more about Sean. So he's here to update us about what's going on during this very critical
time.
Find
out where he's at also.
Yeah, yeah. And
everybody's asking us.
Hey, where's he at?
Where's Sean?
Oh, he's here. He's here. We found him. And, you know, with grace of everything right there, it'll be much easier as time goes on for us. So thank you all for that. Before we get into Sean, I just want to remind you, thank you again. If you haven't already, wherever you're watching this on whatever platform, kindly hit the subscribe button and notification bell and share this video too, because that's how you are going to get notified when we do put up content. We also have in the description, it'll say spirituallyraw.tv where you can register for our email list. So out of all those things that we got there for you, one of those should be able to keep you notified as we place social media.
BitChute, YouTube.
Well, thanks to Sean's help. He told us about YouTube.
Yes, yeah. That's for sure. And Charlie Ward's the Gasara Club, and spiritualraw.live.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys are going worldwide here with the
nice
platform, spirituallyraw.live. I checked that out, and you guys have a lot of videos for people to access for like what, $3 a month? People can
Yeah, that's like exclusive content we got there. So it's a lot. And we're moving over. There'll be like 100 by the end of the week at least. Yeah. You know, categories. And again, and hey, everybody. So Sean is my consultant on this stuff. So he's the one I always go. He's
Sean
my go-to.
Found it.
He's my go-to. We've been able to, you know, as we talk about this, I do want to say this, Sean, because I'm just super grateful to you, is that, you know, through our connection, through our relation, Sean is, you know, the person I reach out to, you know, for this kind of guidance and stuff like that. So he's been a big value. So much love, you brother.
Yeah, people are really wondering a lot about this election because they look at the mainstream media and they see these polls like, oh, Joe Biden going to win by 14% and all this stuff. And it's complete nonsense. These are called voter suppression polls where they purposefully sample certain groups of people that they know are going to say they're going to vote for Biden. And then they put it out there to make it seem like predictive programming, like, hey, this is what's going to happen. So you can just stay at home. You don't need to go show up to vote because you're just going to lose anyway. That's the tactic. They tried it in 2016. It didn't work. They all said Hillary Clinton was going to win. And then they all acted like their heads were going to explode when it turned out that Donald Trump won in 2016. So it's like deja vu all over again. We're reliving 2016, but this time he's an incumbent. And incumbents, people who are already in political office, are always more likely to win because people feel comfortable with them. They know them. And Trump has done an amazing job for the last 4 years. And so I'm looking at a big win, not just for Donald Trump, but a big win for the Senate, for the House.
Yes.
And we already have a recent Supreme Court nominee that was confirmed. So the Republicans and the Patriots are consolidating their power so that the next 4 years, we can really drain the swamp, really hold those criminals accountable for their crimes. Because remember, Donald Trump was spied on in his campaign. And even after he was inaugurated, we look at all the things they accused Donald Trump of doing, colluding with Russia, corruption in Ukraine, quid pro quo, are all the crimes that the deep state themselves did. And so it's going to be historic, a historic landslide victory. It needs to be a big victory. It can't just be Donald Trump wins 51% to 49%. It has to be Electoral College that he's getting most of the votes that he needs so that we don't have to go counting votes for the next 8 days. Mm. We can declare him a winner on election night, because even if all the votes that come in for the next 8 days come to Joe Biden, it's still impossible for Joe to win. That's the scenario. And that's why Donald Trump has been running around like a chicken with his head cut off to
that energy, man.
What did he do yesterday? Five?
It was like 7 o'clock at night. And
no,
I'm going
to bed. It was 10 o'clock.
That was like 8 or 9 or 9. I don't know what time it was at night.
It was like a 10 or 11.
But he still had two more spots, mm-hmm. two more stops. I mean, yeah. jump in an airplane and go.
He's sending out his whole family. He's sending out his staff. They're all going. It's a full out. All assets deployed blitz, because they don't want to just win a little bit more than Joe Biden. They want to win so much that we don't need to go counting votes for the next eight days. That's the strategy.
You know what? You totally hit on something, and I didn't think of it like this, but it's exactly, you nailed it. The poll voting stats, whatever you want to call them, it's exactly predictive programming.
Yeah.
Definition of it.
It even says on there a lot of them, but then you take a look at them, right? And then you see, like, okay, based on like 987 people in there, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you're basing the decision of the nation
they're
based on 900.
They're calling people on the phone.
Yeah.
The people on the phone are already admitting that they don't feel comfortable telling their political views to the stranger that they're talking to on the phone. And so, you know, they call this the silent majority. When you have most of the people in the country who are afraid to even share their political views because they're going to be social shamed. And these are the people that are not talking to the pollsters. They don't want to talk to a pollster on the phone and tell them they're going to vote for Donald Trump. They're keeping it a secret until that day when they show up, because it's really, this is all about, do you want your country to be locked down or do you want it to be open? Do you want to have mobs or do you want to have jobs? You know, that's the choice. And people are really going to show up and vote with their feet tomorrow in election.
Mobs
day.
Or jobs.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this then. And I mean this all seriousness. Speaking of the pollsters, they got it completely wrong in 2016. By all indications that at least we can perceive right now, they're going to get it all wrong again in 2020. Is that, do you see anything from your way of looking at it? Are they going to be out of a job? Soon, next thing, seriously.
Well, it's not just the pollsters who will be out of a job. It's the fact that the mainstream media has put their credibility on the line. Mm-hmm. And all of these people that have seen all of this lying about Russian collusion hoax and everything, and that they saw all the lies about the polls in 2016. If it happens again, there's just no way the American public will trust the mainstream media again for anything. And
I
so that's
not.
Really the nail in the coffin. And so, I mean, it's not just that, though. There are people who are liable for crimes. Mm. You have the mainstream media that's bought and paid for by the Chinese communists, you know, and so they're basically acting as foreign agents. And that's treason. That's illegal. They have to register. If you're going to represent a foreign government, you have to register. And that's called the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And so a lot of these people, talking heads on TV, they're going to be liable to in a court of law for their crimes. And so,
like, Lemon, he's awful.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who have been on that flight to the pedo island. Mm-hmm. If you look at the flight logs, the people who have actually traveled to Epstein Island, a lot of them work for CNN.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Huh. Yeah, wow, that's crazy. Well, I guess they're all part of that party, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, what do you
literally?
What do you think? Okay, so after we get to tomorrow, today being the second, tomorrow the third election day, our defining moment, you know, in our history. So, what do you think happens? Do you think we're going to end up getting that quick? Your gut, that quick decision, or do you think it is going to play out?
Well,
or roll
believe
out, drag
that,
out.
I believe
say.
That Trump will claim victory. And I believe that Joe Biden will refuse to, you know, acknowledge that. And he's already basically said that that's what he's going to do, even if he loses, with the rationale that there's still more votes to be counted. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it really doesn't matter what people say, because we have a system in the United States that the Supreme Court decides this stuff. That's what happened in the year 2000 with Bush versus Gore, when there were extra votes to count and things to look into. And the Supreme Court made the decision about who actually won.
Yeah, that's so true.
So luckily we just confirmed a new justice that is a constitutionalist and will vote for the right thing. So I believe that what's going to happen, Trump's going to win. He's going to claim victory. Mainstream media and Joe Biden will say whatever they want to say, but it doesn't matter what they say. But then we're going to have unrest in the streets. That is my prediction. This is what Q has said from the very beginning. Q has actually given some pretty specific things that are going to happen. He said that on 11/3, or I would interpret that as November 3rd, that John Podesta will be basically, it'll be said that he's indicted, but he will get arrested the next day. And the left is not going to accept this or react well to this, and there will be organized riots. And that then the National Guard and the military is going to be deployed to put down those riots, and that there are going to be senior level officials in Washington, D.C. specifically that are going to get arrested at that time.
Now, can I ask you, what are they going to say that he's been arrested for? Or is it going to come out, that awful shower scene, the video?
No, I don't think it's going to be like that at all. I imagine that it's just going to be kind of like how they announced they arrested Ghislaine Maxwell, that, hey, these are the charges, and they don't go into all the details or
just kind of like boom and put it out there and that's it. Maybe talk about it for a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, it could be something related to child sex trafficking. I mean, the fact that this is the guy that ran Hillary Clinton's campaign, he's one of the most powerful Democrats in the world. If that's the crime, specific crime, it's going to be a very interesting reaction from everyone. But another name that has been, if you look at the first 100 posts from QAnon, this is where Q goes into the end game. And he talks about how Huma Abedin, who was the personal assistant of Hillary Clinton, is also going to be arrested in the first week of November.
Wow.
And so these are the names we're watching for. And when this happens, the emergency broadcast system is going to be activated to create a direct channel between the president and the people so that they don't have to go through the mainstream media to tell this story about censored. What's happening.
I mean, you're literally like talking 24 hours from now.
Could be.
Well, no, actually, 24 hours from now, it'll be that they're saying, hey, looks like Donald Trump's going to win. And then they're going to announce Podesta's arrest. And then the next day, it looks like that's when there's going to be the unrest.
Wow.
So we're talking 48 hours from now. That's when the unrest could start. And what Q has said is that this unrest, these organized riots, they're going to be put down fast. This is not going to be like, hey, we're doing battle, civil war for weeks. It's like, no, they are going to be met with swift fury, are Q's exact words. And so we're talking like a week, maybe days, of this taking place. And so, this first week of November is looking to be what Q has called a week to remember.
A week to
remember. Oh, that's where we're at now. We're at that week.
I believe so.
We're at that week to remember. Okay, so if they win the House and then they win the Senate and then of course the presidency, so now they've got it, right? So now, with that being said, what do you see playing out with a lot of the social media censorship right now? Because right now, I think they felt relatively ballsy because they've got Nancy Pelosi in Congress right there, right? So now that they know that they've lost that, do you see them doing an about face of any sort with that? Or do you see them pushing back harder because now they know that laws are inevitably going to change against them?
Well, what Q has said is that when this stuff starts getting released, like, for example, stuff about Podesta getting arrested and Huma Abedin and everything, that this is when the social media giants will try to shut down sharing of information. This could be censorship, or this could be they just shut down, that they cease to function temporarily. This is where the emergency broadcast system is so important. That's when the president can have that direct communication. He doesn't have to go on Twitter, because he can go directly to your cell phone, to your radio, to your TV with the emergency broadcast. But as far as long-term, so after January, that's when everyone takes office and they can start doing things. Yes, I believe that they're going to pass legislation to hold big tech accountable. They might have to break them up as monopolies, you know, because right now there's no competition for Google for search engines, you know, for example. So they might break them up into smaller companies. And so, there's class action lawsuits coming. People like you and me who are getting censored on YouTube can sue them and get financial compensation for damages. And so these politicians can make it easier for us to do that and give us more tools for us to take down the big tech giants. But yes, they can be held accountable in the court of law. They can be prosecuted, these CEOs who have been lying to Congress under oath. So yes, I believe that that's one of the big things that's going to happen. And it might be a slow process. We might have some big, lawsuits that might take months. It might not be until 2021 until all of this dust settles and we have different websites instead of the ones we're used to.
Yeah,
that's not something right there. So yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say when you take a look at this as we start to take a look at right now, for example, and with the emergency blackout system. And I know we've talked about this before about, you know, hey, you know, make sure you got enough storage or stocked your house or whatever like that. And I know, like you mentioned before on another show, good practices is to have it anyway. Mm-hmm. But really looking at it from that standpoint, do you see that, hey, this is going to be during this lockdown or whatever you want to call it, that people should be going and grabbing this? I mean, is it going to be at that point in time where it is going to be like, grab your food now? Because it could be happening.
You
know, anytime.
It depends on where you live, because I see if you've already had a riot in your city, mm-hmm. that's a good example of a place that could have a riot again.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So if you're living in the countryside, you probably have nothing to worry about. But if you mm-hmm. live in a Democrat run city that's had a riot before, yes, you should be prepared to stay in your home for a week. Mm. And so, you know, what Q has said, Q is completely nonviolent. So Q basically has not been telling anyone to grab their guns or do vigilante violence or go out into the streets. Q has been saying, stay in your homes, let the military and the police take care of everything.
Sean, you know the guy that was, Hunter Biden. Did you want to say something?
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, did you know the guy that was Hunter Biden's partner, right? That's been disclosing all this information. And I watched him on an interview with Tucker Carlson. And I think he must have said it about four times. And it was probably like the third time or whatever it caught my attention. But he kept saying something along the lines of, I had Q clearance.
Oh, yeah,
I had
Q clearance.
Did you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I thought that was very interesting. And
yeah, he made that loud and clear.
It made me think. His name is Tony Bobulinski, and he tried to set up proper corporate governance for these companies that were basically selling political influence, and they wouldn't let him. They wouldn't let him create good rules for these things, and so he tried. He tried to keep everything on the legitimate business, but they wanted to do it dirty. And so they went around him. But yeah, you know, I thought that was very interesting that he said Q level security clearance. It made me think that maybe he was a patriot the whole time. And he was observing and spying on the Bidens for the Patriots. But I don't know for sure. But what's interesting is that everything that he said has been proven to be true by the Senate committee who's investigating this. And so he has all the records. He gave
his
phone as his computer, all the messages, everything. He gave it to the FBI and he gave it to the Senate committee. And so today it was announced that the Senate is requesting the DOJ to have a special prosecutor to investigate the Biden corruption. So things are moving forward, just like we had Robert Mueller to investigate Trump. Now we're going to have another special prosecutor to investigate Joe Biden.
Wow. And they're still up there right now. Do you think, though, we saw some pretty disturbing videos yesterday? Don't show it on here.
No, not that.
but it was like, it was pretty disturbing videos of to be, again, all fairness, because I mean, I just saw a glimpse of it, but literally looked like Hunter Biden having sex with his older daughter, was it?
The older one.
With his older daughter.
I mean, it's clear as the
clearly graphical son. All the way through. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm aware of from an article from the Gateway Pundit. They found that Hunter Biden had his own Pornhub account. It was under a different name. So he didn't use the name Hunter Biden. He used the name Harper, and he said he lived in New York City. But he had a lot of his own personal porn uploaded there, and it was public. And wow. One of them, one of the porn was with his half-sister.
Half-sister.
And apparently his niece was also in one of the pictures. But there was actually porn with his half-sister. And so this is a guy that his brother died, and he ended up dating his brother's wife. I don't know if you knew about that. But there's a lot of incest stuff being implicated here.
Yeah.
Now, the Hunter Biden laptop has 27,000 images. So there's just a lot of stuff to go through. And we're just not getting all of the stuff out there yet. We don't know what's confirmed and what's really real. I'm waiting until Rudy Giuliani or the New York Post or someone really credible puts out this information for us to know. But I thought that was interesting. The Pornhub account, I don't know if it's a locked account now or if it's still public, but check out the article. We can put it in the show notes for the Gateway Pundits so people can do their own research.
Yeah. Right before you came on, I was listening to a clip from Steve Bannon with Rudy Giuliani, and he asked him on air if Rudy Giuliani would be the special prosecutor for the Biden crime family. And then he asked, well, how long would it take you to get it all together? Would you have it ready by January 20th? And he said, absolutely. He said, I could have everything done in 6 weeks.
You heard it too?
Yeah, I just listened to the same interview, and I think that's interesting because Giuliani is Trump's right-hand man.
Yeah.
I mean, he trusts him a lot. They both go back a lot of years in New York together. Mm-hmm. And who else would be better than the guy who's been traveling to Ukraine researching all this stuff for months?
No one. He is the man for the job.
He's the perfect guy for the job. He has experience like going against mobsters in New York. So he's fearless. Mm-hmm. He's not afraid of, you know, the deep state coming after him. And so, yeah, I think that's very likely. He also had Sidney Powell on the show, and he said, Sidney Powell, I predict you're going to be the next FBI director. When Steve Bannon says something like that, I don't take it lightly. I think it's very highly likely.
Yes.
So it's interesting because Stephen Bannon probably, was it the last quarter of the year, but he was arrested, right?
Yes, he was indicted, and he's going to go to court, and
What was that all about?
He was part of a GoFundMe group called Build the Wall Yourself or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so the deep state, is trying to find something. This is what the deep state does. They come to attack the messenger instead of the message.
Right.
So Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, those guys are like pit bulls and they're coming after the deep state. And so they put out the Borat hit piece to Rudy Giuliani, and they did this, hit piece for Bannon with Build the Wall. So Build the Wall, it's supposed to be 100% of the funds went to actually build the wall. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that Steve Bannon used some of the money for himself. That's what they're claiming. And so he's going to go to court. He's going to defend himself, and we'll see what happens with that. He's doing a great job of journalism right now.
Yeah, he is.
His show.
Yeah, he's really good. Mm-hmm. He's very good right there. So that's the new news now. And speaking of news, there anything up and coming on the cue boards?
I wanted to mention one more thing about Hunter Biden that I'm seeing come through. And I, when I see these things, I don't necessarily believe them 100% until, like I said, I see them confirmed from a more credible news source. But I'm seeing pictures of Lady Gaga doing crack with Hunter Biden. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Mm-mm. I did see that.
You saw that?
Yeah. It sure looked. I mean, it's hard to say that it's not. It's pretty clear.
Right. So it just looks like Hunter was like the guy that perhaps Obama's daughters and other people in the deep state were doing partying with him.
Wait,
with the sex and drugs and stuff. And he was recording all this. This laptop, Hunter Biden was purposefully keeping all this incriminating evidence because he wanted to have leverage against other people. So he did crimes with other people. And so
he kept it all twisted.
On a file. Yeah. And it's the same thing. This is why Anthony Weiner had his file labeled insurance.
Insurance, yeah.
Because if anything ever happened to him, mm-hmm. he wanted to have insurance that he had dirt on the Clintons and so forth. So this is what they do in the deep state. They like to have blackmail. They like to have leverage against other people. They like to save incriminating evidence. But it's interesting that all of this incriminating evidence came to that computer shop in Delaware and came to Rudy Giuliani. It came to the FBI and the Senate. So, and also OANN and New York Post, all these news agencies have the laptop information as well. So we can expect more disclosures. But yeah, Q has posted. Q posted the other day, October 31st, and he said, "Are you ready to finish what we started? Nothing can stop what is coming" is not just a catchphrase. So nothing can stop what is coming. Donald Trump is going to get elected and traitors will get justice. And Q said, "Are you ready to hold the political elite who are protected accountable? And are you ready to take back control of this country?" And then there's a video of the space shuttle launch. So that is signifying that this is go time. This is the time that we've all been waiting for. And I can't wait. I'm at the edge of my seat. I'm going to do a live stream tomorrow for the election to cover it. And I'm ready for the emergency broadcast system on the first week in November.
Sean, where are you going to be doing this live stream at where people can catch that?
DLive.com/QAnonFact.
And we'll have a link there for everybody. Okay. So we'll check that out there too. So as we, can you say something?
Yeah, real quick. So getting back to the whole Hunter thing. So he incriminated himself to make, to blackmail others.
Yeah, you know, he's like doing crack with,
he's been doing crack. He's not thinking rationally.
Well,
you know, I think he's kind of a smart guy. I mean, I think he probably has did a lot realize of problems,
it. Yeah.
But you know, smart like a fox. So right. if you're doing drugs with Barack Obama's daughters or with Lady Gaga, and you want to have leverage against those people, mm-hmm. Lady Gaga leverage. Is one of the most powerful people in the deep state. She's like a witch.
Yeah.
Who they venerate. You know, you can mm-hmm. see a picture of her putting her hands on three different former presidents, acting like she's the boss of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani were saying about why Hunter Biden kept all that incriminating info.
Makes sense. But gets back to the other thing. I don't know if you heard this one or not, but Obama's daughter or rented daughter, whatever you want to call her, Malia, she had an abortion when she was 14.
No, I didn't hear about this.
So that could have very well been Hunter.
This is how rumors get spread.
He has been known to impregnate people. He impregnated a stripper in Washington, D.C., who she's originally from Arkansas. And he claimed that he wasn't the father because he didn't want to pay more money. But it turned out they did a DNA test. He was the father, and he owed millions of dollars to pay her because he's a rich guy, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, speaking of, I want to kind of get real quick before we kind of close out here. Do you think from his perspective, because they had Hunter, then there was Bo, I believe was the older son's name, or another son who was in the military and apparently a highly decorated military person there. Do you think that there was some sort of sense of like, you know, what's that word I'm trying to look for? Forget about the word. Do you think there's any sense of like, you know, he wanted to get caught, like almost like Hunter? A cry for help, because one of the kids is like doing so well, so honored, so, you know, so revered by his parents, put on a pedestal, yeah. You know, and then passes away from brain cancer. And then there's Hunter, the crack guy kid.
Yeah. I think you're onto something there. You know, I heard one of the audio clips from the laptop, and it's Hunter talking about the pressure that he feels and all the expectations from being Joe Biden's son. And he sounded like a crazy man that was just at his breaking point, and he just couldn't take it anymore. And, you know, it's sad because people in these families, they're abused. You know, Hunter, he abused other people because he was abused. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I think just like anyone who does drugs and does these reckless behaviors, it's a cry for help. It's like saying, "Hey, look, I can't handle myself. I need to be taken care of." And I wouldn't be surprised if he turned all this stuff over to the White Hats, because you know, when your father abuses you, he's mm-hmm. like your arch enemy, and you want to get vengeance. So it could
be.
It could be.
Wow, that's so fascinating there. I tell you. So, okay, Sean. So, Sean at QAnonFAQ.com, your live streaming again that you're going to be doing. Where's that at?
Yeah, well, first of all, QAnon is kind of complicated, and people usually want like some kind of basic understanding of it. So, because there are 5,000 posts, and a lot of them are kind of cryptic and hard to decode. So, I have an ebook. It's free on my website, QAnonFAQ.com. And so they can get the free ebook on my website. They can get the 20 videos, like a free course to learn about QAnon. And yes, I'm going to be live streaming tomorrow at dlive.com/QAnonFAQ. And, Patreon kicked you off. They also kicked me off. That was my main way of making money doing independent journalism. And so I have a new website that I'm using. And so when people donate, they get to join a private group of fellow truth seekers. So it's called www.truthseekers.chat.
Oh, great.
Truthseekers.chat.
We'll make sure
you guys, we have links to all that, how you can support Sean, his news commentary he's going to be doing during the election, and how to get that free copy of the QAnon.
If you could just shoot me out an email of that link, that'd be great. Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, we'll make sure to get it in the video.
Thank you, my good brother. It's always good to see you.
We're looking forward to your live stream tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Do you know what time, did you say what time it's going to start?
Probably in the afternoon or evening Eastern time, like 4 p.m. Eastern.
All right, good. Yeah, I can't wait to check it out. That is going to be fun, man. You do a great job. I love your reporting. I love your reporting style, brother. Thank you very much for that. And thank you, everybody, for allowing us in your home. We hope you found value and, God bless us all right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We could all use it. Yeah. And together we're going to turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.